Mike and Tricia Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
El Paso State Senator Jose Rodriguez is the fourth largest spender in the Texas Senate. That's according to the Texas Monitor. They're a statewide watchdog group. The Monitor says Rodriguez is living large in a $5,000 a month apartment in Austin and riding around in a leased Lexus that costs about $22,000 a year. The money Rodriguez is spending is campaign surplus money. That's the money that was donated to him when he was running for office. The Monitor says Rodriguez spent about $110,000 between 2015 and 2016. Other El Paso elected officials spent considerably less than Rodriguez. KTSM says that Joe Pickett came in at number 23 of 150 reps, and Cesar Blanco ranks number 57. Rodriguez hasn't spoken about his controversial Gringolandia comment to the Texas Monthly last week, but he was very quick to shoot off an email to explain what his number 4 ranking on the Living Large Index actually means. He said he often has to travel to Austin and needs a place to stay or would have to stay in hotels. He also says his Lexus is used to travel to and from Austin. He did not address, however, why he's so high on the list of spenders when the rest of the El Paso delegation, who have the same issues he does, are much lower on the Living Large list.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to listen to a couple of sound bites of music and then tell me if you prefer one over the other.
Okay.
You know, kind of like when you go to an optometrist.
Right.
And he's like, does this look better?
Yeah.
This one or this one? This one or this one?
I hate that. Drives
like
me
that.
Crazy.
Okay, like that.
Okay.
I'll play a couple of sound bites. And then after the second one, you tell me which one you prefer. And you can play this at home as well or in your car.
Okay.
You can just yell it out or just in your mind, you play along. All right. So then this one. You better lose yourself in the music the moment you own it. You better never let it go. Or this one. Okay. Which one do you prefer?
Second one.
Do you prefer this one?
I like the way you work it, no diggity. I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
Huh? Or this one.
Coming down, but it's you who have further to fall.
Which one? First one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Because, and I'm asking you this, and remember what you said or thought, because coming up next, I will let you know if you are a psycho killer to be or if you're, you know, like human like the rest of us.
Okay.
Okay? All right? Because this is based on research. Your
really?
Uncle Mikey has some research.
Hmm.
And the study looked into the types of music that psychopaths like to listen to.
Oh, okay.
And so, are you a psychopath? You'll find out next.
Kiss FM!
Okay, this one, or do you prefer this one? Huh? Okay, mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Okay, this one, or is this more to your liking? Oh, no, I'm sorry, not that one. Sometimes I'm so fast, I pull stuff that I shouldn't. Or this one. Now, according to scientists, they're looking into this because apparently, your taste in music can determine if you have a propensity to become a psycho at some point, or maybe you already are some kind of a psychotic person, you know?
And it's all carried in your DVD player.
It pretty much is. This is now a preliminary study, but according to the preliminary study, if you favored the first one in each situation, if you favored Eminem, if you favored No Diggity, then you are probably, there's something wrong with you. You need Jesus. You need Jesus. Because according to their preliminary studies, psychotic people like rap music a lot more.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. New York University tested 200 people for psychotic traits and also had them listen to 260 songs.
Well, that would make me psychotic.
Right? Right? Depending on what they chose, I guess.
Yeah, true.
But it turns out that those that had more psychotic tendencies than others always kind of leaned towards the rap music and always gravitated to the rap music than anything else. Now, there are a whole lot of other songs that they say are more predictive, but the researchers didn't want to give up their song titles because it could compromise any future and further research on this study.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. So it's ongoing. Okay.
It's an ongoing study, but what they've been able to determine so far is that if there's something wrong with you, if you're a little off kilter, you probably lean towards rap music.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Like, that's probably your thing.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Which ones did I pick?
You were right there. You were right in the middle.
Okay.
You preferred Eminem and you preferred The Knack and you preferred No Diggity.
Oh, okay. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. So you probably... With you, it probably just depends on the situation.
Yeah, it depends on if I'll cut you or not.
Right, you know?
It
just depends on what's going
lightly,
on.
Step lightly, man.
Like, your go-to move, you know, isn't to get all psychotic on somebody.
Right, but I can if
but
I need
could,
to.
But you absolutely would have somebody hold your weave if you had to. So, there's hope for you is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, good.
Okay?
Or, you know, glass half empty, there's no hope.
That's true.
Because, you know, it's just, you know...
Or we won't know until we know other song titles
That's
and
right.
can further evaluate you, Trisha.
Or you get the phone call from the police department to come get me at the jail, you know.
All right. How did you do? Kiss FM. Hey, remember the good old days when the most controversial thing about the NFL with Justin Timberlake exposing Janet Jackson's you-know-what?
Yeah.
Remember? Oh, boy, I wish they could live back in those old days again.
If only.
And did you hear the rumor that they're considering Justin Timberlake? According to Us Weekly, they are finalizing, quote-unquote, the deal to get Justin to perform at the Super Bowl.
Again?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
At this point, rumor has it solo.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to say, wouldn't it be cool to bring her back?
Yeah. Wouldn't it be, though?
I mean, come on.
Wouldn't it be cool?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'd love to see what they look like now.
They're both older and wiser.
Awesome.
She would make sure that, you know, things were glued down on her skin, you know?
Or would she? Or would they be kneeling in protest?
That's right.
I don't know. Officially, the NFL says no decision has been made.
Okay.
But that's the word on the street. Justin Timberlake at this year's Super Bowl. Kiss FM. You can get your home ghost hunted by Research in Paranormal Science El Paso. We've also acquired the services of a psychic medium.
Mm-hmm.
Dolores Whitaker will try to communicate with whatever or whomever. Doing all that freaky stuff in your home. And then...
No, the ghosts, not the freaky
stuff.
Well,
yeah, the freaky stuff is a whole nother topic. We'll save that for Valentine's.
Okay. I'm just saying.
No, I heard you, girl. I heard you. I realized it after I came out of my mouth. And then cleanse your crib as well. Details are on kisselpaso.com. Here are some of these. Well, here's one of the submissions that has come in so far.
Okay.
As read by our text-to-speech
app. Oh, good.
App.
I hear footsteps in the house, whispers in my ears in the middle of the night, water faucets turn on and off, and a lot of my household items have been moved or go missing. One recent event has left me extremely worried. I woke up with severe bruising on my face.
Oh, yeah, that would make me worried as well.
Yee.
Oh, wow. See, that's the kind of stuff we're looking for.
That is scary. Yikers.
So we'll pick one home to ghost hunt for Halloween. Questions, call, or just go to kisselpaso.com and click on the Mike and Trisha tab. Kiss FM! If you read any Facebook post about Caputo coming to town, there's going to be the non-believers, the people that pshaw stuff like psychic mediums. So that's why we're asking this morning, I never believed in blank until blank. Sometimes you're a non-believer, something happens and you're like, all right, I'm going to have to rethink my position.
Hey, Aaron, what is it that you had to rethink because it just happened?
When we moved into our new house, I saw a man standing in the hallway. Mm-hmm. And the only people that were in the house were me and my husband, and he was on the other side of the house.
Okay, so you never believed in men in your home until you saw a man in your home.
Ghosts.
Oh, ghosts. Until you saw a man in your home who was clearly not your husband.
Right. Well, a silhouette, I guess I should have said.
Oh, like a shadow person.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, ooh. Wow. And so,
is he still there?
No, I haven't seen anything since, but it's still in the back of my mind.
That shadow person was just passing through.
The man.
They do that sometimes.
Yeah, they do.
It was like a hobo shadow person.
They're just
person.
Checking in, going, hey, what's
yeah,
up?
Yeah, taking a shortcut.
Got any popcorn?
Me.
But now you totally believe in ghostesses and shadow people.
Yes. Okay. Well...
Wow, come on.
Need more of it. Okay, I do.
Okay, all right, yeah, yeah. You can't call in and say you never believed until and then tell me you don't believe.
Right.
All right, Aaron.
Thanks, Aaron.
Good luck, Aaron.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Maria, you never believed in what until what?
I never believed in ghosts until somebody told me they were seeing a little boy ghost standing right next to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I worked in a hospital, and all the time old sick people would say that they would see this little boy ghost, or they would see a little boy standing next to them or talking to them.
Mm-hmm.
And how cute the little boy was. So I never believed it. I worked nights. I never saw anything. I never felt anything. One day I was working on day shift, and this young 40-some-year-old gentleman, I was giving him discharge instructions, and at the end I asked him if he had any questions, and he said, as a matter of fact, I do. And I said, oh, well, go ahead. His wife was next to him, and I said, has anybody told you guys that there's ghosts in here? And I was, of course, you know, scared, and I said, well, why are you asking that question? Like, well, ever since I was admitted, I've been seeing this little boy, and he has two other kids with him, and they come around and they play with things with the blinds, and they're wow. always here day and night.
Man.
And I go, really? So he's saying that, and I'm like, wow, really? And I didn't know what to say. And then it's like, yeah, as a matter of fact, he's standing right next to you right now.
Oh,
and
man.
I had chills down from my foot to my feet, from my head. I'm, you know, that
yeah, yeah.
feeling.
Wow, wow. Yeah, you had that chicken skin.
I still didn't know what to say. I said, well, uh-huh. yeah, we've heard something like that, but don't worry. He'll stay here with us. Yeah. He won't go with you. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it was really creepy.
Oh, now, wow.
Was that little ghost boy a precursor to somebody dying, somebody passing away?
Actually, yes. Yes.
Bummer, man.
And then there was not only one people, not necessarily the people who saw the boy would mm-hmm. die, but three other patients.
Oh, man, that sounds like one of those scary man. Movies like The Ring or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, they come to get you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's scary. Really
and
scary.
Was this, is this a local hospital?
Yes, it is.
How long did you work at Southwest General?
never there. I passed through there.
So it's not that scary hospital.
Not yeah. that one. It's another one.
I imagine that any hospital would be a breeding
yeah.
ground for ghostesses.
Well, yeah.
You know?
I mean, think
yeah,
about it.
But it was only, I mean, I always questioned it because, you know, I'm Catholic and my religion says that when kids die, they go to heaven
yeah.
and,
right.
you know, they're pure. And so I wonder, why would a kid be wandering around? You know, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But apparently, I guess they can take any form they want.
Sure. So now you can see both sides, huh?
Exactly.
Or should I say, now you can see right through it. Okay.
Oh,
Maria, thank you so
Thanks,
much
Maria.
For listening. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Thank you. Kiss
FM. I never believed in blank until blank. Fill in the blanks, Rebecca.
I never believed that animals could be ghosts until I was seeing a cat, my own cat that died, and my baby brother started seeing it too.
So you never believed in animal ghostesses.
Oh, wow.
That's a twist.
Yeah.
When did you start seeing your kitty cat ghost?
When I was in high school, probably about a junior, my little brother was only 3. Big difference between us. And I had a cat, a beloved cat that I loved, and sadly it got hit by a car right outside of our home. And I would see her. I knew I would see her kind of like walking down the hall in my house, and I just, you know, I'm crazy. There's not a cat there. And then one day I was getting ready for school, and my baby brother was there with me, and I kind of saw that same shadow through the corner of my eye, and then, you know, I played it off, but then my baby brother went running after it and was like, kitty cat, kitty cat. I was like, whoa, she is here.
And, you know, they say that kids can see, you know, those kind of things
yeah.
way more
Absolutely.
Than adults can.
Absolutely. The second that happened, I was like, oh, yeah, this is real.
Yeah. And further proof that all dogs go to heaven.
Right, exactly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Your cats go, so do dogs.
Now, cats are evil. Cats, they have to stay here.
Well, and you know, we have our very own cat lady in Emily.
Yeah.
And I think she's very happy to hear that she'll still continue to see her 1,000 cats.
Yes.
Even after they're dead.
That's right.
There you go. Yes.
You feel better now, Emily?
I do. I thought I saw my dead cat once in fourth grade.
You probably did.
Yeah. Thank you, girl. You helped me out there. I'm not crazy.
She feels so much better now.
Rebecca, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Mike and Tricia Mornings. For more, visit KissElPaso.com or download the 93.1 Kiss FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.